I don't know where I would be today if it hadn't been for the prayers that God's answered on behalf of me.
Amen.
You know, you and I today, so many times, we look back over our lives and we fail to see all the difference that's taken place just because somebody was concerned enough to pray for us or because we prayed about things. A lot of times we go figure, well, this is what would have happened anyhow, or the devil tries to make us think that. But you know, you and I, if we believe the Bible, God said prayer changes things. So if it changes things, what you and I are today, if somebody's been praying for us, or if we've been praying to God, we're nothing like what we would have been without those prayers. And you and I today, God still stands ready to hear and answer prayer. And I believe Paul, all the way onto his head left his body, Paul was still getting prayers answered. Because he was concerned about those that was still walking the pathway. Those that was still trying to live for the Lord. Those that was still carrying the gospel. And I believe Paul's prayers were answered. And you and I today, if we will listen to what the Word of God has to say to us, we can live in a position with God to where when we ask something of the Lord or we pray and we talk to God, we can have confidence that those prayers are being heard and answered. If you'd like to read with us, in the fourth Psalm, we're going to start reading at the third verse. And listen close to these scriptures. It says, but know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifice of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. Now that's only reading three verses, but there's a whole lot in those three verses. And, you know, each and every one of us, we need to stop sometime and pay attention, not try and read 10, 15 chapters, but slow down and read maybe just a verse or two and really concentrate on what God is saying. Here he said, but know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. You and I today, if we're living a life that is in the eyes of God, is looked upon as being godly, he said that he set us apart. You and I, we don't have to think that we're facing the things of this world, because you and I, if we're living what God wants us to live, God's already set us apart, and he sat there with us to see that we're taken care of, and he said, and the Lord will hear what I call unto him. You and I, we've been set apart by God. When we begin to call upon God, we can know that God is hearing that prayer. What you and I are saying, we might not say it the bell, that somebody else might say it, what they're praying for, but God's not interested in the words that is that coming from our lips. He's interested in what's in that heart, and when you and I get down and we begin to pray and talk to God, we might not even know how to put it in the words to God, but he we can depend upon God understanding what we're trying to tell him, even if our words are falling short of what that a man might understand what we're trying to communicate. And isn't it wonderful to have somebody? You know, I've heard people talk about twins, identical twins, that one would be talking to the other one and start to say something and the other one would finish the sentence. And it was because their minds were so close together. They were thinking right along the same line. Well, you and I, when our mind gets in tune with God, and our heart's in tune with God, when we begin to talk to God, though we might not be able to communicate, though we're at best, God already knows what's there. He already understands, and He's already got the answer on the way. Just like we were preaching a few weeks ago, the servant there, they went, and he was threatening the well. And prayer and asking God to show if He was really with me, and He was so marveling. While he was still praying, the answer was right there standing at his hand. It was right there and he marveled. Could it be already come to pass? Good God of answer, there pass you and I today. When we begin to pray and talk to God, God is right there ready. The answer in a moment of time, if we'll only believe. You know, as we was reading here, it said, know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. You know, God only accepts the very best. And God, for you and I, has reserved the very best. So when we come before God, we should give God our very best.
Amen.
And if God has reserved us for Himself, set us apart for Him, when we stand before Him, if we've been what God wanted us to be, when we stand there, He's going to own us as being one of His. Then you listen to this fourth verse. And stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Have you ever laid down on the bed and begin to really contemplate just what is in you? Just what are you? Just what kind of a life do you live in? How obedient are you being with God? And not lie to yourself, but be sincere. That's when you're communing with your own heart. That's when you're really talking to yourself to try and find out what's there. Take inventory. See what's really there. He said, and then be still. Why God's going to tell you this, what He requires. When you come before the Lord and your honor with your own till, oh Paul said, I die daily. He comes daily at the end of the day, laying down his life before God, commending himself unto God, realizing that he might not see another day. So he would commend himself to that Lord as the same as being there. Prepare for that day. You and I today, we should lay down any day that we're not prepared to be God before the sun rises on a new day. Come after all, it may come to pass. My daddy lives all through the night, but when daylight comes, he never woke up. He just kept on sleeping for a little while and then just left this world. You and I, we don't know when our time is coming, but God has made it possible that we can be ready. It will be on it with the Lord and accept what God is trying to teach us. You know, people this day and time seem to think that God no longer speaks to the human family because Buddha, Muhammad, and all of these, they're reading the writing that some man wrote down that was supposed to be said by these people or whatever. And they're still going by that because there's nothing that's being said to them. But you and I today, isn't it wonderful God didn't only quit with the Bible when he was sinning. But you and I today, he can still speak to us and let us know that it's alright. Have you ever been troubled? Had a burden so heavy that you didn't seem to be able to know how to bear? And you've been praying and talking to God. Maybe laying upon a bed, wondering why you couldn't sleep, how you were going to make it. And you didn't get to talk your mind, but yet you were burdened about it in your prayer. And if you like the word that was all spoken in your ear, speak still. The next thing you know, it's morning and everything is alright. My God could to deliver that you needed, that rest that you needed. He come to live there, Lord, because he said, I am your burden bearer. That's how we know God cares for us. And that we're here. And when we stay long enough, we can hear the voice of the Lord speak to us. In this day, in this hour in which we live, you know, too many times people today, we want to tell God something, but we never want to take time out to listen to what God wants to tell us. And too many times we're too busy telling God that His Word does not apply for this day and time, or that telling God that we're good enough, we don't need to abide by, instead of listening to what God's got to say to us of how that we need to abide by. You know, when the Word seems too hard, when the Word seems too strict, when the Word seems too heavy to bear, it's because we've got sin there and we're not yielding to the Word of the Lord. When we yield to it, it's not heavy and it's not burdensome. I've never found the Word of the Lord hard to read or hard to bear when I was obedient. But when I rebelled, it's when I found it just seemed like a load that was too heavy to carry. It seemed like that it was just something that you just wouldn't be able to endure to live as the Bible says live. But when you just come to the point where you say, God, I surrender. Lord, I surrender to what that you have. Then it's not hard at all. You and I today, that's the way God wants us to live. He said, just surrender unto me. And if we will, we can find that God is still fighting the battle for the human family today. And because we're not in His army, we're out there trying to fight. We're trying to hold up a form of godly, but yet we don't want to live under the banner of the Lord, and you can't fight that battle and win. The devil always gets the victory when you walk like that on your own. But if you stay in the army of God, you got all kinds of support. The word, the word, you won't lose when following the commands of the Lord. He said, offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. Now he didn't say offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. You know, too many of us, we do something right one time and we want to sit down and live off of that for the next 20 years. You know, that isn't sufficient. God wants you and I to present our bodies a living sacrifice every day. That's where He gets in there, more than one sacrifice. Each and every day to present our bodies a living sacrifice. You know, if you'll go back and read in the Old Testament about the sacrifices, they was every day they had to sacrifice. For the children of Israel, they had to be something sacrificed upon that altar every day. And you know, you and I, God wants us. We can't say, well, Lord, I'll give you 4 days out of 7. That's more than half. And the rest of them, I'll live as I want to. That's not good enough. You and I, God wants us each and every day to live for Him, to be what He'd have us to be. You know, I believe it would do us all good to take an inventory when we lay down at night. You know, there's quite a few times I go to sleep praying. And you know, I found most of the time when I go to sleep praying, I wake up praying. I don't understand why. Though there may have been many hours in there, but I wake up and it's just like when I'm becoming awake, I've got a prayer on my lips praying. Well, you and I today, we can't spend too much time praying and talking to God. If you're bothered by bad dreams, pray before going to sleep. Get your mind and your heart upon God, upon good things, and pray, and then you'll find that your dreams won't terrify you. You might see something that when you wake the next day will give you new inspiration to live closer to God, will help you to be a better Christian. You and I today, it takes time to learn to serve God in a way that God will look down upon it and see holy. It isn't something that's obtained in a moment time that you convert. Surely if they die, they'll be right with God. But they're not finished there. They need to grow each and every day. Otherwise, they need to start in their forehead and try for a perfection to keep pushing forward of being obedient unto God. Read His Word and listen to what God has to say to you and to me to say just what God wants us to be. Then when we surrender to that, we can know that we're what God wants us to be, and then we'll know that God's there looking out for us. And when we have a need and we call upon Him, He'll be there to hear that prayer. Each one of us today, God is just the same as He was back in the Old Testament. All the men in the Old Testament that God heard and answered prayers and worked miracles for them, do you realize that same God is listening to you and I today? And in the eyes of God, it's just been a moment or two since He was answering her prayer. Think of it. Daniel, because he was a man that prayed, when he went into the lion's den, he slept all night long. The king didn't sleep a wink. The king walked before all my worried about Daniel. But when he come as early as he could come to let him out, he come hollering for Daniel, believing that God had delivered him, and God had. You and I today, if God could do that for Daniel, what are we facing in our life today that God can't do for us? It wasn't that those lions are full. It wasn't that they are just weren't hungry. Because you find the ones that have plotted to get Daniel put in there. When they went falling down there, the lions devoured them before they ever reached the bottom of the pit. They jumped up to get them in the air as they were coming down. Why? Because they were hungry. They laid their own eyes looking at Daniel. And one demon taking a bite of it, because God had told them not to. But that same order was there for the next ones coming down. They were free to do it as they pleased. You and I today, the devil might come out of it when his appetite ready to destroy. But I thank God, God has set limit that He can do just like He did with your. God said you can't touch His life. You can't change it. God drew limits. trusting. And I'm so thankful that prayers can still be answered and will be answered if we'll just be mindful of what God wants us to do. If we'll take time out after inventorying old self to be still and find out what God's got for us. You know, it's a good thing to lay down like that and be still and let the Lord speak to you, because He might have something for you to do the next day. You know, there have been many of a time in my life I faced problems that I didn't know how to solve. And I'd go to bed praying about it, thinking about it, and in the middle of the night, God would wake me up, and the first thought that come to my mind was exactly what it took to solve the problem that I was facing. That's God speaking to us. That's God showing us. It's not our brain that's that intelligent. It's that our God knows all things. There's nothing, we can't present a problem to God that He don't have the answer for. And that's wonderful. You'll find our government, they're trying to solve problems, and it's men in there that's just trying to discuss it, and they cannot come in agreement because nobody really knows how to solve the problem. But God has never met a problem that He couldn't solve.
That's right.
And you and I today, if we've got any, take them to the Lord. If we want to see our prayers answered, live to where God looks down. He sees holiness. And then when you call upon Him, that prayer will be heard. That's a promise from God. And I'm so thankful. God honors every word that's in the Bible. When He says there won't be a crossing of a T or a dotting of the I done away with, don't you know He knows what each one of them words are? He knows exactly what they are, what they mean, what He sent them to accomplish. And you and I today, God stands ready to hear and to answer each and every time we pray if our heart's right with God. While we sing some song. There's one here tonight, and you have a need in your life to pray about. Why not do it now? You know, God has made it plain in His Word what He requires of us if we'll take the time to find out. You know, you go into school, and education today is a little different than what it was when I was in school. There's a whole lot of things that kids being taught today that I can remember experiencing, living, seeing it. They're studying it today as history, but I remember when it happened. A lot of things that I learned when I was in school and was taught back then, today the kids don't even hear it. And that's how God was involved in the leadership of this nation when it started. Back when I was a kid in school, it was mentioned. It was talked about. It was mentioned about how our leaders prayed. It was mentioned about how they read the Bible. All of these things. Today, that's not mentioned. Education has changed quite a bit. But you realize the knowledge that God has is still exactly the same. He knew it all back then. He knows it all today. And none of the truths of God have changed one bit. And you and I are still being required to come and meet up with the Word of God. It was given thousands of years ago and still true today. So you and I today, we can't wait for something better to come along, because it was the best that it could be when God gave it. We better come to it. While we stand and sing, what's in your heart today? When you talk to your own self, you know, A lot of times people, they think you're a little crazy if you go talking to yourself. But you know, when you talk with your voice, with these ears here, sometimes it penetrates better. I know people might think I'm crazy, but I can sit and read the Bible without voicing the words, and I can't get as much out of it as I can when I speak it out. I'm a little slow, I guess. But I enjoy it much better that way. Well, you know, when it comes to me trying to solve a problem, I do it better if I speak it out as I'm trying to go through it than if I do just being quiet and just standing there trying to think it out. So you and I, when we go trying to find out what's really on the inside of us, if we'll speak those words out till we hear it, it raises, you know, a lot of times when we fail God, and in our mind we think, well, I failed God. But when we say those words, when we hear, I failed God, it carries so much more weight. And it can have a force of humbling your heart that just thinking about it softly don't do. So you and I today, whatever it takes to get through to old self, don't be ashamed to do it. Don't be ashamed to voice the words that it takes to make your heart care, to make your heart see just how God looks upon you. Because without seeing it, we can never repent. A man has first got to see his need before he can do anything about it. And by having blinders on, a lot of times we don't see our need. But, you know, when we really start looking, we can see just exactly what God wants us to be and where we are. And we can't get to where God wants us to be till we see where we are and what we need to change. Anyone got a word, anything on your heart before we close?